You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we discuss building your online business so that you can make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, lover of systems and automation, mom of two, and avid coffee drinker. So welcome to today's episode, guys. We're officially on to episode number 2 of the Passive Project Podcast. I'm so excited. Today, I thought we should just start with the obvious, right? So today we are going to talk about passive income. So we are breaking it all down. We're talking about what it really means, what it can look like in your business, and how you can incorporate more of it. Right? Because I think we all can agree that we would love some more passive income coming into our businesses all the time, right? So one thing I would love for you to grab, make sure to go download my Passive Project Roadmap. I've made this free guide available for you. It takes you through some key steps you really need to understand in building your passive income-based business. It has some big mistakes and pitfalls to avoid and just has some other like tips and strategies that you may want to consider. So I've made that available in the show notes along with this episode. There's a link there to go grab it. So go ahead and do that. And the other thing is, I know we're just getting started with this podcast, but if you would consider hopping on over to iTunes and leaving us one of those ratings and a little review, oh my goodness, we would be so appreciative. I would love to start reading out loud some of the reviews of the show on the show, and it could be yours, right? So if you happen to ever hear yourself, hear me read your review, snap a picture of you listening to the show, and tag us on Instagram at gemma.bonhamcarter, and we would love to share that on our Instagram stories too. I just love connecting with my audience and you guys whenever possible, and any of those of you who are listening to these episodes, I would love to hear about that. So okay, let's dive in to today's episode. So we are, you know, chatting passive income, and I can't think of a better time to really be talking about this than the summertime. We are like heading into the summer, full swing here, and this is like, there's never a better time of year, in my opinion, to really, you know, test that passive income that you've built into your business because you're taking time off. Like, I know for us this summer, we are taking 2 weeks off in July to go to my husband's family cottage, which is in the Adirondack Mountains in New York, up like upstate New York. And then we're taking another 2 weeks off in August to go to my family cottage, which is fairly close to Kingston, Ontario, which on a lake there. And then, you know, there's long weekends. There's like the kids are out of school. We've got kind of a mixture of my son's still in preschool, but my daughter, she'll be going to a few camps here and there, day camps and stuff. But it's just a busy time. And it means that generally my work hours are definitely reduced in a pretty major way. So any income that I have coming in through my business is, you know, I just don't have as many hours to put in over the summertime. And so I'm really relying on the fact that I have passive income coming into my business to ensure that I'm still have sort of revenue coming in through the door, even though I may be, you know, out on a boat in the middle of a lake somewhere. So I figured there was no better time of year to kind of chat about passive income because maybe you are wanting to incorporate more of that into your business too. So I quickly looked up the Wikipedia definition of passive income. Now, how reliable Wikipedia is, I'm not sure, but I appreciated their definition, which was passive income is income resulting from cash flow received on a regular basis, requiring minimal to no effort by the recipient to maintain it. So basically, you know, passive income is money that is coming through the door that you haven't had to specifically do something like offer a service, let's say, in order to receive that money. And I actually have a fairly broad kind of definition of what passive income can look like in your business as an online entrepreneur. And we're going to get into that in just a second. But okay, so what are the reasons why I really love passive income? Because without really realizing it, even in my early days of being online, I was building a passive income based business without even, without even really realizing I was doing it. I just kind of was naturally gravitating to that. So what are the reasons that I love it? Well, first of all, I really like the idea of not having to trade time for money. Like, I think services are awesome. I think they're a really great way to, I think, you know, being a freelancer can be an amazing opportunity. But you're always going to be trading time for money. And so if you want to scale that, if you want to scale your services, well, you're going to be needing, there's only one of you and there's only so many hours in the day. So you're going to need to hire a team, right? If you're wanting to scale any service-based business, which wasn't something that I was all that interested in doing. I didn't want to have a big agency. And so for me, passive income, like not having to trade time for money is very, you know, it's dreamy, right? Another reason why I love it, you can take time off and still have revenue coming in. So like I said, this summer, you know, we are taking nice big chunks of time off, off of my business, you know, really staying as off of social media as I can, really stepping away from things so that I can just hang and connect with my family and just take it easy and read books and have fun. But I'll still have revenue coming in every single day, every single week, every single month, because I've built these passive income streams into my business. So that is a huge benefit for me. The third thing that I love about it is that it's easily scalable. So once you have a passive income stream that is really working for you and it's converting, then you can scale that puppy way up, right? And this is like when we see stories of other entrepreneurs online who have like really are seeing ginormous numbers in their business in terms of revenue earned from, say, let's say for instance, digital products. It's often because they have like found, they've figured out the right way to sell their program in a way that converts, and then they're able to scale that by just driving way more leads into that conversion mechanism. So for example, they can spend money in advertising to really dial up the amount of leads that are going into their sales process to sell their product because they have something that's proven to convert. So, you know, generally passive income streams are scalable, and I love that. It means like the door is open in terms of the possibility for you to grow. Like there's no limit to how big you can grow this business, right? And that's really exciting. And so I also, there's some stability. It sounds a bit funny to talk about stability in terms of passive income, because I think a lot of people would think of like services and being able to book out their services as being a really stable source of income. And that's true, it is. But there's also some stability that can be built in with your passive income streams, because once you have things start kind of running like a well-oiled machine and you can like kind of count on certain amounts of money coming through the door from each of your streams once you have them in place. And there's a certain amount of stability around that. So that's what I really like about passive income too. So those are the reasons why, you know, I dig passive income. So why don't I get into a little bit of my own story of how things came to be for me in terms of online business. So if you have been, maybe you've been following me for a while, you might know that I started as a home decor and lifestyle blogger. And I started that as a complete hobby way back in 2010. I feel like a bit of a blogging relic, because blogs were kind of new and hip back then. now they're like old news. But I didn't realize that what I was actually creating was going to end up being any kind of business for myself. I didn't have that intention at all. But you know, things snowball and it started to turn into that, which was great. And the way that I monetized that blog, especially in the early days, were through kind of the very traditional channels of sponsored posts, ad revenue, and affiliate income. Those are kind of like the traditional ways to monetize a blog. And you know, when I was first starting, obviously I didn't have much traffic. So something like ad revenue, the idea behind ad revenue is you have ads placed on your website. So it's, you work generally with an ad agency and they, you kind of say, okay, go ahead and place ads in my sidebar and like however many times throughout my posts. And they sell that space to brands who want to purchase ad space. And then you get a commission check. And, you know, if you don't have much traffic coming to your website, well, you're not going to really make a ton in ad revenue because it depends on traffic. The more traffic, the more ad revenue. And so, but I got it started right from the beginning. And I also started pretty much right away with affiliate income as well. So I would, anywhere I was mentioning a product in general, like let's say I was writing a how-to blog post about something and I was referencing specific materials that I needed, I would make sure that the links to those materials were affiliate ones. So I kind of started with both of those monetization channels right from the very beginning, even though I didn't have much in the way of traffic. So it's not like they brought me in much income, but I kind of got started with those right away. And then the other thing I did do for quite a long time were sponsored posts. But here's the thing that I really, really don't like about sponsor posts is that you do all this work generally for one paycheck. And so instead of building something that's going to continually keep paying you, it was kind of like services, right? Like you were providing a service to the brand and so you got paid that one paycheck, but then it stopped and you had to find another brand to work with and continue to pitch yourself. And that just, some people are great at that and they really like that model. For me, I didn't love it. It didn't really do it for me. So I kept going with ad revenue and affiliate income. And over time, my blog traffic started to really pick up and increase. So those sort of buckets of money were starting to make me more and more. And so then I ventured next into selling physical products because I knew that I wanted to sell products related to my blog that my readers could actually buy. But long story short, like in the end, I wanted to use the most passive strategy possible out there. And I think most people would think, okay, starting a shop, selling physical products, like that's not passive income. So you can't categorize it as such. But I actually do. I actually think if you use the right kind of system for selling physical products, it can be passive. So I went ahead and started using print-on-demand dropshipping, which is where you work with a manufacturer and each item is like made to order. And when you get an order that comes in, it goes straight to your manufacturer. They print it. So let's say it's like a t-shirt. They print the t-shirt and it gets sent straight to your customer. So there's literally nothing to do. If everything is integrated, there's like nothing that you need to do as the business owner when an order is placed by a customer. So like, dude, I would call that pretty passive, right? Like you literally don't need to do anything. It's all integrated and automated. So I got that up and running for my lifestyle blog. So by this point for that business, I had ad revenue coming in, I had affiliate revenue coming in, and then I had shop revenue coming in. So I built up that business for myself really in a totally passive kind of model. And then I decided, this is when I sort of pivoted a little bit and started my business strategy biz over at GemmaBonhamCarter.com. And I knew that I really wanted to, again, take a passive revenue approach to this business as much as possible. I knew it was going to look a little different though to my lifestyle blog. So for this business, for GemmaBonhamCarter.com, I knew that going into kind of the digital product arena, so things like online courses, memberships, you know, templates, other digital products, that kind of thing, would be the right fit for this particular business. So I actually started with a course that I have since retired, but my first course was about blog monetization because I was getting a lot of the questions about how did I monetize my lifestyle blog. So I went ahead and created an online course about that and had some students go through it. And that was just a really good learning kind of lesson for me of how to create a course, how to, you know, record videos and create workbooks and create sales pages and start building your list and working with students and, you know, providing a lot of value. That was like a very good learning for me. And then once I sort of got through that phase with that course, I then realized the questions that were really coming in were largely about that physical product, kind of e-commerce component of my blog. So that's when I went and created the online course Launch Your Shop, which I've now had, over 250 students go through, which really catapulted the GemmaBonhamCarter.com business for me. And so an online course, again, these are passive income strategies, because the idea with an online course or a membership program or any sort of educational, like online education program like that, is that you're creating everything once, right? Like you create all of the modules and the materials and the lessons and everything one time, but then you get to sell it over and over and over again and welcome more and more students into your programs. And so that's obviously a way to generate passive income, because you don't need to provide new services every time you sell something. You're selling the same thing over and over again. So I went ahead and did that for my GemmaBonhamCarter.com business. Went really well. I worked with tons of students. I loved it. Like creating helpful content that really helped largely women, but just online entrepreneurs in general, have more success in their business was like my favorite thing. And I just, the deeper I got into business with GemmaBonhamCarter.com, and the more I connected with my audience and the more I grew the business, the more I realized like this really is like my calling, my like special sauce. Like I just love helping entrepreneurs with strategy. So then once I kind of had the Launch Your Shop course created, I had a bunch of students go through it, and I built out some funnels in order for me to be able to sell that course on autopilot. So I was able to, have people opt in to say a lead magnet or whatever, and then take them through a sales process to sell the Launch Your Shop program at that time when they're in the funnel. And so it means that I have people coming, people download the lead magnet, say every day, and are going through my funnel all the time. So I'm getting consistent sales of my Launch Your Shop program. So I realized it was time to create a second offer. And I had a lot of people asking me, just again, this is like an example of just having to listen to your audience, right? The more you can listen to your audience and kind of give them what they're looking for, the more success you're going to have. So I was having so many people ask me questions about passive income and about funnels, and in particular about selling the Launch Your Shop program and how I was able to do that and how could they do something similar with their digital products. And so that's when I created the membership program, the Passive Project, which we launched in January of 2019. And it has been so fun, growing that membership and getting to know the members and helping them with their digital product-based businesses. And so that's kind of like the crux of my GemmaBonhamCarter.com business, is I now have these two main digital products. One's an online course, one is a membership program. I also do have a printable planner that I sell as well, and which is, so that's a digital product. It's just a $19 product, but we have it kind of running on autopilot too, and we sell that downloadable very regularly. And I also have diversified the GemmaBonhamCarter.com business with affiliate income. So affiliate income is kind of like the commonality between the Sweetest Digs, which was my home decor and lifestyle blog, and GemmaBonhamCarter.com, is that I definitely take advantage of affiliate revenue in both businesses. So with my home decor and lifestyle blog, the affiliate income is coming from places like Amazon, and I have an account with Reward Style. If you're like a blogger or influencer, you might be familiar with Reward Style. They're an affiliate, kind of an affiliate center. And so, on that blog, I'm often referring to decor items or things like that that people buy through my affiliate links. And so I make income that way. With GemmaBonhamCarter.com, my affiliate partners are more often, they're like tech software companies that I use in my own business, and so I recommend them to my audience. So for instance, I'm an affiliate for ConvertKit and for Lead Pages, like tech software that I use, right? And so I can speak to it and help my audience use those same programs and products and make an affiliate commission anytime I mention them. Or it might be, and if I sometimes do affiliate campaigns for other online educators for their product. So for instance, a little while ago, I did a joint venture collaboration with Haley Burkhead from the Profit Planner Lounge, and we did a webinar together, and I love Haley, and I think she's such a firecracker, and I think her membership is amazing. So I was happy to promote it to my audience, and anybody who opted into that membership, who felt it was the right fit for them, I made a commission on that. So like affiliate income is part of the monetization strategy for GemmaBonhamCarter.com as well. Now, what I haven't done for GemmaBonhamCarter.com is I chose not to do any display ads for that site. So I do continue to have display ad revenue for The Sweetest Digs, which is my lifestyle blog. But it didn't make sense for GemmaBonhamCarter.com. It's not the same model. I didn't want people to be kind of, people can get kind of turned off if they see too many, you know, ads in their face. And if you're really trying to encourage people to opt into an email list, having a whack ton of ads on the site is just not going to be helpful, right? There, people aren't going to feel really inspired to actually get on your list. They're going to probably be feeling a little bit annoyed that you have all of these display ads everywhere. Whereas it's a little bit different on a lifestyle blog where, let's say you're sharing recipes or you're sharing like a how-to tutorial for a DIY project. You're just doing something that is where people can, they kind of have come to expect ads a little bit. Like, I don't know about you, but when you Google, like I'm always Googling recipes like Instant Pot, I don't know, Instant Pot Chicken Curry or something, and I click on it, well, I'm expecting that there's going to be a bunch of ads, and I'm just going to scroll down through them until I get to the recipe part of the post and just follow it, right? So I chose not to do display ads for my GemmaBonhamCarter.com business because it just wasn't in line. It didn't fit with the model I was using. So I feel like I've blabbed on and on about those two things, but I just wanted to give you kind of that background of like how I have tested and tried and used passive income in different ways in the two businesses that have kind of brought me to where I am today. So, you know, now I continue to run those two businesses and they, but like both of them are almost entirely run with sort of that passive income lens to them. With the blog, I still, my three monetization channels there are display ads, affiliate income, and shop sales. Those are my three revenue channels there. And with GemmaBonhamCarter.com, my revenue channels are the digital products, so my online course, my membership program, and my digital planner, and affiliate income. Those are the two main channels there. And with GemmaBonhamCarter.com, there is, you know, sometimes I do some coaching or some like strategy sessions or some one-off sort of one-to-one sessions where it is more of a service-based and it's not as passive, but I can pick and choose how much of that I do. And I still have this kind of base level income coming in through my passive income sources. So that kind of wraps up my businesses and how I have monetized them. Why don't we talk for a sec about profitability? Because I've just mentioned all of these different ways to make passive income, but I haven't really dialed in on really which can be the most profitable. So here's the thing. Each stream that we've talked about, they can all be hugely profitable. And I know people making bucketfuls of money in each, like with each strategy. The thing is, each one requires focus, but the opportunity is there no matter which strategy you end up choosing. So I think the worst thing you can do is to try and do all of them, right? Like they're not all going to make sense for every business. And you're also not going to have the focus that you need to have in order to do any one of those the right way. So for me and my businesses, the most profitable stream has been the digital products. So the online course, the membership community, that kind of thing. But those are also the ones that do require the most work. It may seem like, okay, yeah, you create the online course once and then it just sells and sells and you don't really need to do anything. Well, like that's not totally accurate, right? Like you have to create funnels. So like I have created funnels for all of my digital products so that they're selling consistently, but I still, yeah, like I still have to show up. I still have to serve my students. I still, you know, have to be out there connecting with my audience, like growing my audience on a regular basis, offering free value, that kind of thing. It isn't like this complete set it and forget it type of thing. You know, we're not all just like, oh, created one online course and then we're all out there sipping margaritas on the beach. Like that's not exactly accurate. And if anybody is telling you that it is, like, there's something fishy going on there, right? So like, I would say the digital products, yes, absolutely. They've been my most profitable stream for sure. Like the Launch Your Shop course last year in 2018, like made over $130,000 in sales over the course of the year. Like that's amazing. But it has been the most time intensive in terms of the work too. So on the flip side of that, and oh, let me just say, like the 130K, like there was some ad spend in there too, right? Like I for sure was running some ads in order to sell that. So on the flip side, my lifestyle blog over at thesweetestdigs.com, I continue to run that. Like I haven't shut that down just because a lot of my focus is now on GemmaBonhamCarter.com. It's still up and running. And it continues to make like, it's a couple $1,000s a month in ad revenue alone. So, you know, generally around the $2,000 to $3,000 a month mark from ad revenue at the time of this recording. And like that with very little effort on my part, because I created so much content, so many articles in the beginning, and I'm focused on having good SEO, search engine optimization, and a really good Pinterest strategy to drive traffic. And so those two things, like SEO and Pinterest, they're kind of, that's playing the long game. Like you're just continuing to build momentum to these articles that continue to get traffic. And so I continue to make that ad revenue because there continues to be traffic to my site. And what I do is I just add more articles here and there, more blog posts here and there over time, but I'm not super like I wouldn't call myself overly consistent with the new blog posts. I don't know, for a while there, I didn't do any new posts for like 4 or 5 months. And now I think I'm trying to get sort of 2 new posts up a month. They don't take me very long to write. So I just try and get them up just so that keeps, you know, it keeps ever so slowly growing, but it keeps chugging along. It's kind of like a well-oiled machine. And, you know, I keep making affiliate revenue through that blog as well, because all of those affiliate links are just embedded into those articles. But like, on the other hand, it's also the slowest to grow, right? Like I have been able to grow and scale my digital products with GemmaBonhamCarter.com way faster than I was able to scale thesweetestdigs.com. And I think anybody who has set up that style of business where you're relying on ad revenue and affiliate revenue and stuff will tell you a similar story. Like generating traffic is tough. And so it's definitely like a slower game. So, oh, and then the other, like the e-commerce side of things with that lifestyle blog, I have kept that up and running too. Like it really runs pretty much completely on autopilot right now. And I'm in a season right now of focusing on my GemmaBonhamCarter.com business, but I'm sure at some point I'll come back to the shop and add more products or scale it further. Like for now, it brings in a really nice amount of revenue each month and I just kind of let it do its thing. So that's sort of how the chips lay in terms of like profitability of my two businesses and profitability of those streams in general. Like, and you're going to need to make the decision about what makes the most sense for you. So like, let's think about, you know, passive income and how it relates to you. Like how can you incorporate more passive income into your business? And, you know, does one of those monetization streams make more or less sense for you, right? Like launching an online course might be, you might be at a perfect place in your business to do that. And, you know, we know that it, we can grow the, like the profitability and scale the profitability of an online course really like relatively quickly as compared to growing, you know, display ad revenue, for instance. But on the other hand, you may already have built up a website that has tons and tons of traffic coming to it, and you'd be kind of like crazy not to put a bit of display ad on there and make some revenue from it that way, if that's been the model of business that you've been creating for yourself. So you really need to like take a look at your business and think about how these strategies can be applied to your business. But don't bite off everything to start. Like you really just need to choose one stream and focus on it. You want to automate as much as you can, create systems for as much as you can, scale it, and then later on, go ahead and diversify. Does that make sense? Like I think so often people try and bite off more than they can chew. I'm totally guilty of this myself. And we don't do anything very well because we just haven't done it properly. Or we think, oh, you know, yeah, I tried the online course thing and it was a flop. It was a failure. I didn't make any money, didn't make any sales. I've just got to scrap it and start something new. And like, that's not necessarily the case, right? Like I definitely did not make a lot of money with my online course the first time I launched it, but I kept being consistent. I kept putting one foot in front of the other, you know, growing my audience, tweaking things until it finally started to really work. So that is the story of like my passive income story and kind of where I am with my two businesses right now. And I would love to hear more about kind of what your business is all about, whether or not you've used any of these sort of passive income strategies in your business, and or maybe which ones you think you'll use next. Like maybe you're a complete like one-to-one service-based business and you're thinking about what your next steps are as a business owner. I would love to hear more about that. So thank you so much for listening, and make sure to come follow me on, I kind of hang out on the gram the most. So if you follow me over there, it's at gemma.bonhamcarter. Tell me, send me a DM and tell me more about your business strategy and your monetization strategies. I would love to hear more about it. Make sure to subscribe, tag us on Instagram, leave us a review on iTunes, and don't forget that we have the Passive Project Roadmap, which is a free guide available in the show notes of this episode. So click the link, grab that freebie. There's a lot of really good tips in there. And that is it for today's show, guys. So if you are ready to launch your first online course, on next week's show, I'll be sharing the three reasons why my first online course was a complete failure, but how it radically transformed my business. So that is next time on the Passive Project Podcast.